today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Nothing more than feelings. Have you ever gotten caught up in your feelings? Have you ever been so caught up in how you feel that it blinded you from seeing the truth? Have you ever allowed your feelings to cause you to close yourself off from others? Has the truth been right before you, but you merged into the lane of your feelings? Each day we have the opportunity not to fall prey to how we feel. When we allow our feelings to dictate process, we fall into the pit of woe is me. We fall into the pit of how could they do that to me? This week, you will be presented with situations and circumstances that will appear to be directed at you or what you said or heard, but don't fall prey to them. These situations and circumstances may cause you to say something to someone that you shouldn't have said. These situations and circumstances may be a test for you to see that you have not considered other options. These situations and circumstances could be an opportunity to change your cognitions and your thought processes. These situations or circumstances may cause you to isolate yourself. How many of you know that's right where the enemy wants you so he can continue to influence you to ignore God's leading? When you are confronted with this, look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. The key to controlling your feelings and managing your emotions is to trust in the Lord. Don't lean to your own understanding. The Lord will give you understanding in all things if you put your trust in him instead of leaning to how you feel. Notice how the writer admonishes us not to lean. We should not even slightly bend or turn towards our own way of thinking or understanding. Our way is usually flawed by our feelings and blinds us to the truth of turning to God's way. When you begin to feel a certain way about a situation, get your counsel from God first instead of your friends, your peers, your husband, your wife, your co-workers, or relatives. God sees the beginning and the end with one glance. They see what you tell them from your point of view. They see your feelings, your pain, your emotional state, and anxiety to set people straight, or your desire to crawl into the pit of woe is me. Feelings come and feelings go. Don't be like the wave of the sea tossed to and fro by your feelings. That person is unstable in all their ways. When you begin to get into your feelings, ask God for the wisdom necessary to assist you in processing, in controlling, and managing your emotions. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.